second part of the story of Adam alayhi salam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa to descend to earth. After what? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them to be in the Jannah. And who told you about the Jannah? فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنْ سَمَعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَصَرٍ. In the Jannah there's no eyes had ever seen, no ears had ever heard of, and not even a mind could even think of. You know, sit down, right now, let us all just think how beautiful the Jannah is. The Jannah is even more beautiful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended to earth, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa with Iblis. Khalas, this is the challenge to the Day of Judgment. Where was Adam alayhi salam descended? Adam alayhi salam was descended, as according to the narrations, in India. And Hawa was descended in Jeddah. You know Jeddah, when you go to Hajj, it's about 80 kilometers from Mecca. What's Jeddah in Arabic? Grandmother. The word Jeddah means grandmother. And the reason it's called Jeddah, because our grandmother Hawa was descended there. And you could imagine, they had no one. It's not like they descended to earth and there were monkeys trying to become human beings. And the 8 stone people, no. And you know that theory that we get taught at school, that human beings, mankind started as so ignorant, didn't even know how to speak, it was dumb. And then over the course of time, because he struggled and, you know, we start to put the time and effort, so slowly start to learn how to speak, and slowly start to learn how to write, and slowly start, no. Put this all aside. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa came down, they were covered, they knew how to speak, they knew how to communicate. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even taught Adam most of the primitive trades. So Adam alayhi salam was descended in India and Hawa was descended in Jeddah. And they were looking for each other. You could imagine, you know, a lonely man and a lonely woman. So that's not the best life that you want. And at the end of the day, we are insan. Insan because this uns means there's that social aspect of things in life. So Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they were looking for each other, looking for each other, looking for each other, looking for each other until they found each other. Where did they find each other? At Arafah.
They became acquainted. They found each other on the mountain of Arafat. That's the name of the mountain of acquaintance. And there, my dear brothers and sisters, they renewed their life here on earth. There's a difference of opinion about how long Adam alayhi salam and Hawa stayed in paradise. We don't know exactly. But the majority of scholars agree that it was more than 40 years, at least. And he lived on earth for about 1,000 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam and Hawa children. The first child to be born for Adam alayhi salam was a boy by the name of Qabil. He was born first, and straight after him in the same stomach was a sister. So they were twins. Born twins. Qabil's twin sister was beautiful, whereas Qabil was not very handsome. After him came Habil, and he also had a twin sister, but Habil was a little bit more handsome and his twin sister wasn't as attractive. It was only in those times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed brothers and sisters to marry from each other. Incest was allowed at that time, but not their twin. It is narrated in many hadith, that different narrations of hadith, that Hawa carried many stomachs, more than 100 stomachs, and each one of them was a twin. So she always carried twins, a boy and a girl, every time.
So brothers and sisters were getting married to one another from different tummies, from different pregnancies. So every pregnancy was a male and a female. A male and a female from the same pregnancy are not allowed to get married to each other. A male from one pregnancy is allowed to get married to a female from different pregnancy. And a female from one pregnancy is allowed to get married to a male from different pregnancy. So you could call them, they are brothers, yes. They are sisters, but different pregnancies. That's the sharia of Adam alayhi salam. And you could understand why. Because they were the only human beings. That's where the offsprings of Adam alayhi salam started.
Adam alayhi salam decreed that Habil would marry the sister of Qabil, and Qabil would marry the twin sister of Habil. Qabil had a sickness in his nafs. That was his test. His test was jealousy. Being the older brother, being the one who wanted the nicer sister, he wanted his own twin sister because she was prettier. Habil didn't mind, but this was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't marry his own twin sister, this is haram. So Qabil had that jealousy. Habil tried to advise him. He tried to advise him, "My brother, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this is his decree." Now Adam alayhi salam knew about this, so he brought them together and he said to them, "Okay, why don't you go?" He knew what the outcome was going to be, but he wanted to show Qabil a lesson, so he can forget about this. He said to him, "Why don't you both go and offer an offering? An offering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and see which one will be accepted." In those days, if you donated something or made an offering for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they would see like something like fire come down, and it will take the offering. It's a sign of acceptance, that I have accepted your piety. So Allah mentions this in the Quran.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين.
And recite upon them the true story of the two sons of Adam when they offered a sacrifice and it was accepted from one of them and not accepted from the other. The latter said, the other person whose offering was not accepted said, "I will kill you," to his brother. The former, the first one whose offering was accepted, replied, "Allah accepts only from those who are pious." Meaning, "My brother, if you are pious, Allah will accept it from you." The nature of Qabil, or the way he has, the character which he has obeyed, which is a bad character, look what it accompanies with. It's accompanied with self-centeredness and selfishness, greed. His offering, because he was a farmer who grew crops, his crops, he brought some wheat, and the hadith says he brought wheat that was really bad. And Habil, he was a shepherd. Habil went and found and got his finest, fattest, best sheep, and he gave it as an offering. Not that Allah wants them, but because in order to prove and show their piety. So obviously Qabil's offering was not accepted. And Habil explains it to him. He says, "My brother, Allah only accepts from the pious." But what happened to Qabil? Now he became arrogant because he did not aslam. The word Islam has a meaning. Islam is a verb. Islam and Muslim is a verb. Yes, it can be a noun, al-Islam, but it also denotes an act. When you say he is a Muslim or she is a Muslima, Islam is an action of submitting oneself and their desires to God. Qabil did not want to make himself a Muslim, so he rejected. What happened to him? After rejecting, obviously compassion and mercy no longer exists in you. When you're an arrogant person, knowingly, you know it's right, but you don't want it. That's when compassion and mercy starts to escape from us. So he said, لَأَقْتُلَنَّ. Immediately he resorted to a threat. "I will kill you. I will kill you because you're in my way. And the best thing I can do is kill you because I can't change your mind. And I can't get what I want, so I'm going to kill you." That's why Allah forbid killing. It's among the worst of actions, as you all know. What did his brother Habil say in reply? He said, "Yet, O brother, if you stretch out your hand against me to kill me, I shall not stretch out my hand to kill you. For I fear Allah. the Lord of the worlds. Instead, I would prefer that you bear the burden of my sin and your sin together, and so become an inhabitant of the fire. That is the recompense of the transgressors. Brother, if this is what you want to do, I'm not going to do the same thing. You can take my sins and your sins. What does this mean? It's not automatic, but it means on the day of judgment, those whom we have oppressed, we will take their sins and they will take our good deeds. Which one do you want to be? Now, especially in relation to Muslims and relatives. A Muslim wants to harm you, avoid their harm, but don't do the same to them. They can carry your sin if they like.
So Qabil plotted and planned to kill his own brother Habil. Mankind back then never experienced any murder. They've never experienced any harm. We're talking about brothers and sisters. And not only brothers and sisters to who? To a prophet and a messenger from the best of people on the face of this earth. But subhanAllah, shaitan came in, envy came in. And the personal vendetta is a lot worse than what the shaitan plans and plots. It's a personal vendetta that Qabil is so angry and envious from his own brother Habil. So he wanted to kill him. So what did he do? While his brother Habil is asleep, he grabbed a big massive rock and crushed the head of his brother. SubhanAllah, imagine, that's the first sin to be ever committed on the face of this earth. First blood to spill on the face of this earth. Where does it stem from? Envy, SubhanAllah. Envy, envy. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warns of envy. And he says, Al-Haliqa, the one that destroys everything, doesn't leave anything. So right now, Qabil commits the first sin on the face of this earth, which is to kill his own blood brother, Habil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَ. He killed him. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so he became from amongst the unsuccessful and losers. From the unsuccessful people and losers. But now, this is the first time that mankind had ever experienced death. And Qabil, he carried the corpse and the body of his dead brother and he doesn't even know what to do with it. They've never experienced death before. They don't even know what to do with this corpse. They don't even know what to do with this dead body. So he carried his own brother Habil and he was walking around on the face of this earth and he doesn't even know what to do. What do I do with this dead body? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did something amazing. While Qabil is carrying the dead body of his brother Habil, he didn't know what to do with that dead body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made two crows right in front of him. Two crows came and fought one another. One crow killed the other one. So the killer dug up a hole and buried the dead crow and then covered him. And who's watching? Qabil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُرِيَهُ, so we could teach Qabil how to bury his dead brother. قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأَوَارِيَ سَوْآتَ أَخِي. I don't even know how to bury my brother until I saw this crow killing the other crow and burying it. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he became from amongst the biggest remorseful ones. He became very remorseful. So Qabil dug up a hole and buried his brother Habil. That was the first human being body to be buried on the face of this earth.
The story then after that is very interesting. What happened? Qabil did not go back to his father. Some narrations say that Iblis himself came to Hawa and he said to Hawa, Qabil killed Habil. And she said, killed? What does kill mean? What do you mean? What's killing? What's death? He said, Iblis told her, it means that he can no longer eat or talk or walk or drink. Then she started to cry. Adam alayhi salam approached Hawa and he asked her, what's wrong? And she wouldn't answer. She kept on crying. He asked her a second time. She wouldn't answer. She kept on crying. And he asked her a third time. She kept on crying and she wouldn't answer. Finally, Adam alayhi salam, he said, and he knew what the situation was. Somehow he knew, Adam alayhi salam, afterwards, and he made the following statement. He said, "This is what the women among our children, the females among our children, will inherit from their mother. They are more emotional at time of death, and they will cry more." Which is not necessarily a very bad thing, but it can become bad if the women don't take control of themselves to a certain extent. Crying is mercy. Crying is natural. Rasul Muhammad ﷺ cried when his son died, Ibrahim. But you have to know the boundary. You have to know the boundary to how far. Don't say things that are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't do acts that are outrageous. In relation to the killing of them both, Qabil ran away.
And Adam alayhi salam became so angry from his son Qabil. But Qabil ran away. He couldn't hack it. He couldn't face his father. How was he going to face his father? How was he going to explain himself? I killed your son, my brother, because I was jealous? That's one of the worst crimes in Islam. Until that moment came where Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they were living on the face of this earth. And Adam alayhi salam initially had 1,000 years. But remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rubbed and wiped his back, and the descendants and the offsprings of Adam alayhi salam appeared in front of him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a light to glow from the foreheads of the prophets and messengers, but there was one forehead that captivated the attention of Adam alayhi salam, that Adam asked Allah, "Who's this person?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "Dawood." So Adam alayhi salam asked, and he said, "Ya Allah, how long does he live for?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, 60 years. So Adam said, "Ya Allah, how long do I live for?" So Allah said, 1,000 years. So Adam said, "Ya Allah, give him 40 years of my life." So Adam alayhi salam sacrificed 40 years of his life for one of his sons, or one of his grandsons, one of his offsprings and descendants, Dawood alayhi salam, for him to live 100 years after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed on him 60 years. When Adam alayhi salam was 960 years old, he became ill and old, and he was on his deathbed. So his children were surrounding him. So Adam alayhi salam, while surrounded by his children, he said, "I long for, I desire the fruits of the Jannah." Ah, if I told you about the Jannah, how beautiful the Jannah is. Look what we're stuck in now. "I desire the fruits of the Jannah." So he was telling his kids, he was telling his children, "I desire the fruits of the Jannah. Is there any possibility one of you can go and find me a fruit from the Jannah?" The fruits of the Jannah look the same as the fruits of this dunya, but they taste different. Different quality, of course. The quality here is one star, the quality there is probably a million stars. They've never seen the fruits of the Jannah. So their mother Hawa described to them the fruits of the Jannah. So they went out looking for the fruits of the Jannah. When they went out looking for the fruits of the Jannah, they encountered different people they've never seen before. There were angels, came in a disguise of human beings, carrying with them the shovels and the axes, to take the soul of Adam alayhi salam and to teach the children of Adam how to bury their father. So when Hawa saw human beings that she's never seen before, but they're not human beings, but lookalikes of human beings, she recognized them. She recognized them. The angel of death came to take the soul of Adam. And one of the things about all the prophets and messengers, I want you to keep this in your mind. When the angel of death wants to come take your soul, he's not going to excuse himself. He's not going to knock on your door and say, "Dear, allow me." He's not going to seek permission from you. He's going to take it whether you like it or not. When it comes to prophets and messengers, he seeks their permission. There are prophets and messengers. It doesn't just come and take their soul like that. He knocks on the door and he says, "Dear, allow me to take your soul." That's one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed upon the prophets and messengers. So when the angel of death came to take the soul of Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam said, "But I'm still 960 years, I've still got 40 years to go. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordain on me 1,000 years? So Allah azza wa jalla told him, "Adam, did you forget? You gave 40 years to Dawood." So Allah reminded him, "Did you forget the 40 years that you had given to Dawood?" The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amazing, Adam had forgotten, and ever since then, the children of Adam had been forgetting. That's why we forget. and we neglect. Our father and grandfather, Adam alayhi salam, had even forgotten how long he's going to be living for. So the angel of death took the soul of Adam alayhi salam when he was 960 years old.